delighted to say we have on the line from Wexford, Michael Fortune, who's a folklorist with folklore.ie. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This time of year is so rich and redolent with tradition and something almost otherworldly about Bealtaine.
Absolutely, it's a special time of year. We're going into the light now. The first of May, it's start of summer, and 6 months time we'll be going into the dark. Finishing up from going out from Halloween, so it's an important time of year, and there's so much was hung around it, you know, especially around farming. People who kept cows and wanted to, you know, have a good protection of their milk yield and keep their butter. And farming, anyone who's growing, you know, everyone's growing a bit late this year as well, putting in corn a bit late this year due to the bad winter. So there's a lot around that, a lot around protection. So you have loads of superstitions and pishogues around that, from blessing the land to blessing the cattle to locking the dairy door. You name it, it's all done and still being done, I'd say, quietly around the country.
And particular traditions for Kerry, are there particular traditions in Kerry and in within parts of the county, Michael?
Well, there is. I'll tell you what. There was a great man in Kerry there called Conor Brown, and he did great work with folk practices on in Kerry, and he got the Maybow going in Killorglin, and it was always done. It was done there in the past. We do what we call it the May Bush in Wexford, and we call it the May Tree in Tipperary. But basically, what you would do, Trasa, is on May Eve, on last night or even tonight, there the two nights, usually last night, you'd put up a little bit of a skeock, like a white tern skeock outside, or a bit of a forest bush, or sometimes some people would use a little bit of mountain ash or
What's a white tern skeock? Is that a branch?
Yeah, and a little bit of a skeock in the ditch. No, and they're lovely. Well, now, hawthorn, come here to me. We call them a skeock in Wexford, but the hawthorn is a technical term for them. And they're coming out now. And I guarantee you, in Kerry, some of your listeners will have heard this, never cast a clout till May is out. Mm-hmm. They all say that. And basically, and I always thought for years it was until the month of May. And then I found out recently, we might not admit, but a lot of our English neighbours now did some of the same stuff we did. But it was always when the hawthorn would put out our flowers, because they call it the May tree. And when it puts out with flowers, we know then that nature is ready to say, just take the winter drawers off you and get into the t-shirts and you'll be grand. you'll be sorted.
Time to fling away those winter drawers.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. And there's loads of things as well, I guarantee, for your listeners as well.
The Maybow, tell us a bit more about the Maybow in Killorglin. How precisely does that work?
Now, come here to me. I haven't seen it in real life, but I just know it. Our version here in County Wexford, you would hang it over. You'd always leave it outside the house. So as far as I can see, they were hung on doors. And in our case, people maybe put in a pile of dung in the past, or maybe on a little old pole outside the house. You'd never bring them inside. And the idea was, basically, I kind of tried to explain to people, it's almost like an outdoor Christmas tree, really, in some ways. And the idea was that the people believed that, you know, fairies, the poor old fairies got blamed for everything. But this idea of bad luck, this idea that you didn't want bad luck coming into your house, you didn't want bad luck coming near your farm. So when you put these up outside, that stopped this bad luck coming in. Now, there's a kind of a theory as well. Some people said the fairies were afraid of yellow for whatever reason, but that's the yellow on the forest bush would work that. When you go, come here to me, I guarantee you, probably parts of Kerry as well, up along the west coast, and little tiny pockets here on the east coast as well, people will sprinkle flowers on the doorsteps as well, Trasa. So I will know people who will go out in the morning, this morning, and they'll sprinkle little flowers with the idea that the fairies wouldn't cross over the door and into the threshold. But we did all these things for luck. Sometimes we do things as well, and we actually forget why we do them. But that's the kind of nice thing. And I suppose there's a lovely thing, I think, that we can acknowledge that the turn in the year is important, but also our connection to nature. We're a little bit more aware, you know, that kind of way. We're aware of, you know, of the, you know, the trees are growing and the blossoms are putting out and things like that. The arrival of the cuckoo, you have a great one in Kerry called the Scaravine Days. I guarantee your neighbours, yeah. And that's the last burst of cold wind at the end of April. And they said basically there was this. So that was to get the cuckoo back for coming over here to Ireland and throwing our little birds and eggs out of the nest. And that was done in Waterford as well, into parts of Tipperary as well. So there's lovely little things we have.
You're saying your talk as well about the maypole in Milltown.
No, well, I don't know that. Maypole wasn't as strong in Ireland at all. It was done over in England and Germany and France. You see it down in northern Spain as well. But I don't know. I'm up the other side, the other corner of the country over here in Wexford. But I know that. So I don't know the maypole, but I know some of the May traditions, and I'm going to mention a few of them to you off the top of my head when I have you now. I guarantee you, if some of your listeners here will probably heard in Kerry was saying, never marry. If you marry in May, you'll rue the day. that was always the thing. There were no weddings in the month of May. I said it was now. I guarantee you, some of your listeners got married in May and they're happy out. But that was one of the things. They also said in Cork and Kerry, you never buy a paintbrush in May. I've come across people from Kerry telling me that. And us in Wexford had it. You'd never whitewash in May. If you whitewash in May, you'll wash all your look away. They said. Now again, probably March or May showers will come along and undo your work. So there's probably a practical reason why behind it as well. I'm trying to figure out one. Here's one for you, for your listeners.
Is this all bound up in pishogery?
It would be. There'd probably be practical things as well. Sometimes little verses to come along. You know, it could be a little verse, a little nursery rhyme. There would be a little bit of both. Here's one for you now. When you got me thinking, I guarantee you some of your people in Kerry, because I know people in Kerry do this. Now this is a bit of a dark one. Is that you wouldn't people would bury, say if their neighbours have to fall now with each other now, they'd bury eggs in the drills or put eggs in the ditches or eggs in the hay barn, and that was done around the southern part of the country. And I know it was done 100% in Kerry. So say if neighbours were falling out, now God, I hope that those are gone. But people would bury eggs in it. So oh, you'd hate to find an egg in your drill, your drill ear spuds. Or
because
find
there is a
land.
Darker side to it, and that, like, there's sinister motives behind that. And pishogues, I suppose, for anyone, most Irish people would be, but for anyone who isn't familiar to it, it's basically it's a term for a curse almost. It can be a curse, and there was something really nasty because you could really feel the intent behind the evil intent if you were doing that with eggs, you know, wishing goodwill, ill will on a neighbour.
Absolutely, it was that was there, but it was also the people were fierce worried. Even when people, I know a man here now who puts up his maybush, and it's old school putting up the maybush, because they're always worried that the fairies will come and milk the cows in the field, and that was his belief. And the classic story, I guarantee your listeners in Kerry, the older listeners would have heard of Kitty and the Hare from the Ireland's Own days, but that story is there even before Ireland's Own. And the classic story, we'd have it here as well, that a farmer will go out into a field and there'll be an old woman usually milking the cow. Taking his milk, and then when he'd go confront her, she'd turn into a hare. And this is a story now, so bear with me now. And he'd shoot the hare would be shot in the hip and run into a little shed or a house or nearby farmyard. The farmer would go after her, and he'd knock on the door, and an old woman would come bleeding from the hip. And that's a classic story. That's a classic story of the May morning, this kind of witch or woman. So there could be
very
older
dark
stories here.
And is that the story? Because I've heard of Kitty the Hare, and I know she's a character in Ireland's Own, but is that the story? Is that the myth of Kitty the Hare?
Yeah, that's the classic one we get around. You get little versions of it, whatever. But that's the idea, this witch, this woman. Now, it could be, come here to me as well, because we're going into the summer, there could be older residents of winter going into summer. There could be light going into dark. I come across that an awful lot in things that I've written and researched. But it's one of the stories that is surely there. One of the stories which I did this morning, Trasa, was I went out. Here's a lovely one for you, a more lighter note. Is young girls, and older women would tell me this, said they're always told as young ones to go out and wash your face in the May-dew. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee the older listeners there. And I went out, my grandmother always walked in the May-dew, and I go out and walk in the May-dew, and I wash the puss in the May-dew, and it won't do me any harm, and it'll wake me up. But it's a lovely thing to do in the May. It's a lovely thing to do in the May morning. It's a
what a lovely ritual. A lovely
ritual.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, she had a little verse. Well, I'll tell you a little rhyme. She says, "Washed him in water that never rained nor sprung, and dried him in a towel that was never woven or spun." And she'd ask me that. And
would you say
him in
that
water
again? I love that.
So she said, "Washed him in water that never rained nor sprung, and dried him in a towel that was never wove nor spun." So you go out and walk in your bare feet in the May-dew. The dew never was never rained or sprung. And then you dried him in a towel that was never wove nor spun. And you dry your feet in the sun. And then that will be your little ritual for May, 1st of May.
Now, Michael, we've been touching more, I suppose, about more pagan elements of Bealtaine, but it's also an important time of year for Christianity and within Christianity, Catholicism. And someone's got in touch to say, the May altar to Our Lady.
Absolutely.
Collect flowers and put it up in front of the statue of Our Lady and light a candle before her. It was done by mothers during the month of May. And another person says, what about sprinkling holy water outside around the house?
Yeah.
I think you touched on the holy water at the start.
Oh, I love it. Come here to me. And you know one thing, I'm a great believer. The layers of our practices, you know, sometimes people can be very polarized with this Christian and pre-Christian crack. We're layered, you know. My poor old mother believed in God as much as she believed in the fairies. You know that kind of way. So there's no black and white. And that's lovely. And funny, when I saw a photograph of a neighbouring village here, and they have their Maybush up with their leg shells and ribbons on her. And underneath it is a statue of a lady with little bundles of flowers on it. And they're lovely. They complement each other. And I think I love seeing a statue of a lady with the little bundles of flowers and little children, and especially older people, to remember going into the ditches and picking them on the way to school, bringing in the little primroses and the little violets and things like that, and bringing them in. So that's an absolutely lovely thing to do, and blessing the field as well. That's what your other caller said as well. There's something powerful about that going out. You'd bless them on May Eve with a bit of Easter water, and you'd walk across the fields here. We used to walk across the fields to pick a sign of the cross on the land, and sometimes people as well, Trasa, will go out, keep guarantee and carry some of the older people might remember this. There was a thing called the Tree Rogation Days, and they were the 3 days leading up to Ascension Thursday, and that's the tree. It's from the Latin word to ask God for his blessing to bless the land. Mm-hmm. And people will go out and walk and shake holy water on the land with the idea that their crops will grow and thrive for them.
And I'm just thinking about my own mother, Michael. She always loved at this time of year. Traditionally on the radio, they would play Canon Sidney McEwan bringing Flowers of the Rarest about Our Lady and Maytime.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't believe it there last night. We have a little May tree thing, our little Maybush thing, like what you have in Kerry as well. And it's great. We have a little thing called a May Queen. So we had little girls in the primary school, little infants once dressed up with little flowery headdresses on them. And we had a 103-year-old woman who did it as a child, and she turned up and we gave her a little bit. But it was just absolutely gorgeous event, just seeing a 103-year-old woman and little ones, 4 and 5, and seeing them carrying on the tradition. And you know in your heart then that 100 years time when we're dead and gone, that the oak will be still there, you know.
That's
people will still be doing it.
That's a lovely, lovely thought to end. And before you go, Michael, you've been just so fascinating, and thank you for sharing your time. You have a book out called The Maybush in County Wexford.
I do, and I know I'm in the wrong county for this, but if anyone's interested in learning about it, whatever the tradition, it's called The Maybush in Wexford. You get it on folklore.ie, but it does spread into other counties and it gives a bigger overview. So I'm sure someone in Kerry could sit down and do one in the Maybough in Killorglan and look at all the great work that Conor Brown did and the people there. And if you are local, look up the Killorglan website, the BD website, because they do powerful work in Kerry. He's doing great work in Kerry anyway, but they do great work. And just check in whatever they're doing. There might be an event there that you might go along to.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. We've been talking to Michael Fortune, folklorist with folklore.ie.